It's Friday, the 17th of October, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbian. Petrofund and Baker Hughes have entered into a memorandum of understanding aimed at developing local field service engineers in the energy sector. The agreement was signed in the city during a session with energy and petroleum stakeholders hosted by the Namibia Investment Promotion and Development Board. Petrofund Chief Executive Officer Nilian Mulemi spoke about the collaboration with ING Skolts.
One of the key activities we identified in the MOU was we wanted to fast track and ramp up the upskilling of Namibian graduates. So the MOU puts that action into place. We will be recruiting young engineering graduates. They've already graduated with various technical qualifications, electrical, civil, mechanical, chemical engineering. And they will be absorbed in Baker Hughes operations so that they are given hands-on experience of the various job categories that Baker Hughes has.
NamPost has successfully registered and paid more than 20% of social grants beneficiaries in the first 3 days of the new payout period. Over 5,000 people have already received their payments and all mobile units are now in operation. Spokesperson Gladwin Groenewald advised beneficiaries to adhere to the payout schedule and said NamPost remains committed to serving everyone efficiently.
The road ahead is basically for the remainder of October, the payouts will continue at both in branch at our post offices as well as the various mobile payout points countrywide. So for the remaining of October, that will still take place. However, in November, it will be a clean start and hopefully better because then we won't have re-registrations together with the payouts. So we are optimistic that during the month of November, the process will be a bit more faster than what it is currently.
Windhoek City Police Sergeant Kave Kotoka Humavindu says 91 pirate taxis have been impounded since March. According to our correspondent Josia Shiweda, Humavindu urged commuters to verify taxis before boarding amid a surge in robberies involving unregistered operators.
Humavindu also encouraged victims to open criminal cases, explaining that official reports help the police better track and target illegal taxi operations. In addition, City Police spokesperson Marceline Morapo added that pirate taxi operators are violating the Road and Transportation Act and traffic regulations. The public is urged to remain vigilant when boarding taxis and to verify registered taxis through the City of Windhoek's platform.
Madagascar's new military ruler, Colonel Michael Randrianirina, told Reuters he will be sworn in as president today and is open to dialogue with the African Union, which suspended the country's union membership following last week's coup that ousted President Andry Rajoelina. Rajoelina, who was impeached by lawmakers after fleeing abroad over the weekend, has condemned the takeover and refused to step down despite widespread youth-led Gen Z protests and growing defections within the security forces. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will meet the Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Hungary, with White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt saying the call lasted more than 2 hours, with Trump declaring it a very productive call. From Washington, our correspondent is Nick Harper.
President Trump said he would hold a face-to-face meeting with President Putin in Hungary's capital, Budapest. The call comes a day before President Trump welcomes Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the White House on Friday, with discussions expected to focus on the possibility of the US supplying long-range missiles to Kyiv as a way to pressure President Putin to the negotiating table. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.